Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 160, Me and My House. Choose this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Let that settle for a moment. Choose this day. Serve. Joshua was at the end of his life. He had crossed the Jordan, fought the battles, seen the hand of God up close, closer than most of us ever have. And now, standing before the people, he doesn't give a beautiful speech. He asks a question that cuts right through. Who do you serve? Because he knew, and deep down you know it too, that every heart serves something. The question is never whether you will serve. The question is always who. And notice he doesn't say, someday make a decision. He says, this day. Faith that keeps getting pushed to someday isn't faith, it's delay. It's a heart that wants both, that wants God, but wants to keep the idols close just in case. Joshua doesn't leave that door open. He says, choose. Now, today is the only time faith can actually be real. And look at what he calls serving. It's not a burden. It's not a list of rules to grind through. To serve the Lord is to give him your whole life, your work, your marriage, your children, your ambitions, your fears, and say all of this is yours. That is the deepest form of worship there is. Because when you serve God, you don't lose your life. You finally find out what it was for. But, and this but matters, choosing God means leaving the other gods behind. And our modern idols don't have statues. They look like comfort, like approval, like control, like fear. Good things that moved to the center, that quietly took the throne. Joshua says, you cannot serve the Lord and keep those masters living in your heart at the same time. You have to choose, and the choosing sets you free. Then comes the part that moves me most. Joshua doesn't just say, I will serve. He says, me and my house, because the faith you embrace doesn't stay inside you. It overflows into your home, into your children, into whoever sits at your table. Your decision, the decision you make today, blesses and shapes people whose names you might not even know yet. There is a weight that spans generations in that phrase. A beautiful responsibility. You are not only choosing for yourself, and that is where the call lands. Today, not tomorrow, not Sunday. Today, gather your household. Maybe that's your spouse. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's just you, alone, looking inward and declaring it to yourself. And say it together, out loud, with intention. We will serve the Lord, not as an empty ritual, as a renewal of covenant. And then, still together, pick one concrete step for this week, one practice, one habit, one act of surrender, small enough to actually do, real enough to matter, because faith doesn't live in the declaration. Faith lives in the choice that becomes action. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.